for calling back. This is Jen with Republic Tax Relief. I hope you're having an amazing day. We're offering assistance with your taxes today. Are you dealing with a debt over $5,000?
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Can I get your first name?
Cyril.
Damn.
Thank you, Cyril. We would like to know if you're dealing with a debt over $5,000 or if you have unfiled tax returns.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And let me just verify your phone number. It's the area code 704-977-3963.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, would you like to speak with one of our tax specialists that can help you reduce what you owe?
That's right.
Okay. I'm sorry. And what was your last name?
Dash.
Thank you, Mr. Dash. And I'm sorry, how much is it that you owe exactly?
A little over $15,000, I think.
Okay. And to the IRS, correct?
Yes, on state.
Okay. Well, let me get you to the tax specialist. In just a moment. We appreciate your time, Mr. Dash. And how are you doing today? Nice to hear that.
Tax Relief, this is Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
I have Mr. Dash on the line who needs assistance. He owes about $15,000 to the IRS, and his phone number is 704-977-3963.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Dash, you're in good hands.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing well, yourself?
I'm good. So, yeah, do you want to kind of tell me a little bit about your situation, and then I can jump in and see what we can do to help?
I just owe these taxes. That's all. That's the situation.
The $15,000?
Yeah, between state and federal.
Okay, one moment.
Tax Relief, this is Jeff.
Yes, yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I've been switched to you, so I'm trying to resolve some tax issues that I have.
Okay. So, yeah, why don't you tell me a little bit about your situation? I'll kind of jump in and see if we can help. Like, how much is the IRS claim that you owe?
I would say roughly 15 between state and I don't know the exact number, but I know it's somewhere close to there, I guess.
Okay, gotcha. And is that from like 1099 income, W-2?
I think it's a combination, maybe both. I think I don't remember.
Okay, gotcha. So it looks like we spoke. I actually had our legal team review your situation. I don't know if we've talked since.
No, we haven't.
Look at that. Okay, let me just review it, see what they said. Okay, so you do qualify for the Fresh Start program. It looks like the only concern that they had here is they just want to make sure moving forward that you don't fall back behind. This program with the IRS, it's kind of like a one and done. So it will help you get current, compliant, you know, back on your feet, give you a fresh, clean slate. But your part of it, or your agreement with the IRS moving forward, is that you'll keep it that way and you'll stay in compliance with the IRS moving forward. Is that something you can agree to?
No, carry on. Yes. Can I use the restroom real quick, too? Yeah, I'm agreeing to that.
Okay, perfect. So the way the program works, the first thing that we do, we submit a 2848. That's a power of attorney to the IRS. That way we have the legal right to speak and negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing we do, we submit an 8821. It's a tax authorization. So the IRS, they go back 10 years, right? So we're going to pull your records. That way we don't miss anything and everything's included in the program.
Okay.
So any income they show, whether it's 1099, W-2, penalty, interest, any penny that they have record of, you know, that way we can determine exactly where you stand with them financially.
Okay.
And we'll also be able to see where you're at in their collection process as well. Where do you stand with IRS? Are they sending you threatening letters, notices?
Yeah, they were garnishing my check at one point. So I know it's from
them. They're not now, though? Okay.
Well, they still are, because right now I got terminated from my job, so.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
The nice things about this program is that we actually put a collection hold on your account.
Okay.
So the IRS cannot proceed with any type of lien, bank levy, or wage garnishment. You know, that way you're completely protected while we're in the process of getting this all done.
Okay.
So, and then I don't know if you and I went over this before, but we charge $590 to submit your case and to get it resolved, and that's a flat fee. So the minimum down payment's half. And they'll give you up to 3 weeks to pay the remaining balance.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready to get started, what I can do is just, legal's already signed off on this one, so I can have them drop the documents. I would just need to finish getting your information, and then we can go from there.
Now, how do I know this is legit? Because you're talking about $500. $90.
Here, what's your email? I'll email you our credentials. We're veteran-owned and operated, just so you know a little bit about us. We've been in business over 19 years. Our lead attorney's a counselor for the Supreme Court, and I'll send you his bar license and stuff, so you can check that out. The gal that leads our legal team was a forensic corporate auditor with the IRS for 25 years. And we have licensed enrolled agents that actually work at the IRS, so we get stuff done instead of calling random people. But I'll send you our credentials, and then I'm going to text you my information again just so you have it. And then, yeah, what's a good email for you, Mr. Dash?
It's C-Y-R-I-L. The last name is Dash, D-A-S-H.
Okay.
And the phone number is...
Go ahead.
Oh, the, you want my email
Dash.
Address? Okay, that's my first and last name. You want my email address, you said, as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to send you our credentials.
The email address is Cyril, my first name, C-Y-R-I-L, Dash. dash@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Let me send you our credentials. I'll text you my information again. Here's my direct line, cell phone, email, company website, or Better Business Bureau rating. And then I'm going to send you our credentials to your email. You check that out. You can pull up our bar license, our CPA. Yes, sir. And then, we can go from there.
And how?
I mean, we
how soon do?
Go ahead.
And how soon do you need the half of the down payment?
Whenever you're ready to get started, you qualify. I mean, your expenses with the standard deductions for your filing exceed your income, so you qualify unless you win the lottery or your income doubles in the next, you know, week. Mm-hmm. You still qualify, so qualify for either. We can do two things. We can either do a settlement called an offer and compromise where you pay like 1-10% of what you owe and then you're done, or we can put you in a non-collectible where you don't pay back any of it. So that's the options you qualify for, which are both amazing. So, yeah, check out
that,
credentials. They sent you all that.
Is that outside a Fresh Start program?
It's called the Fresh Start program, correct. I mean, we've been doing this almost 20 years. It wasn't really called anything back then, but a lot of firms got into it over COVID, and they call it the Fresh Start. There's two options. Either you do an offer and compromise or a non-collectible. That's the two options. It didn't used to have a name, but they've been doing it for 50 years.
So basically the non-collectible is the one I'm doing right now? The one that you're telling me about?
You can do either. Once we get your records back, someone from legal will call you, and then they'll go over both options with you because we'll know exactly what you owe. We'll know what we can settle for. We'll know when we can get the debt removed if you just want to do the non-collectible, and they'll go over that with you in detail. But we need to get your records from the IRS first, so that's the first step.
So how do – okay, do I – so how do you guys – about getting the records. What's the process of that?
Well, we'll submit a power of attorney and then an 8821. It's a request for your records, and the IRS has to send us everything. I mean, it takes them a minute to get the power of attorney uploaded because it's the IRS, you know? And once they get that in their system, then they'll send us your records. So it probably takes a couple weeks to get that back.
Is that including the state as well, too, or just the IRS?
No, state doesn't have any programs, but once we get the IRS settled, then we can talk to them at least about getting you maybe a penalty abatement to remove your penalties and then set up a payment plan with them. But we can help you with that as well.
Okay. So, so you guys need a payment to get the process going, or you guys gonna do that without a payment?
Whenever you're ready to get started, if you put half down, we would start right away. We wouldn't wait till you pay the full amount, but we would put that collection hold in place same day.
So that would be $245, and then the next
$295. Or we can actually still, as long as you pay it within 30 days, you could actually do $200, $202 weeks, and the remaining 192 weeks from that. I've seen them do that as well. As long as it's paid within 30 days, you'll be fine.
All right. Well, I'll touch base with you next week in regarding the payment, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Very good.
So once I make the payment, then you guys can get the ball rolling. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I'll just finish getting your information. Legal's already signed off on your case, so I can have them drop the documents. I just need to put the rest of your information on it so you can sign them so we can submit to the IRS. And we would do that. It'd take about 3 or 4 minutes. It's pretty simple. It's a DocuSign. You can sign it on your phone.
Okay. All right, that's fine. If you have
any questions, call me back. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'll do, so you're going to send me that document now or later on, or so I can sign off?
Whenever you're ready, I'll get it from you. We can do it over the phone. It's simple. And then let me see if this email went through. Yeah, I sent your credentials. It went through a couple minutes ago, so check that out.
Yeah, but the document that you were talking about, are you going to send me that document now or I guess next week when I make the first payment?
Whenever you're ready, whenever you make that first payment, I'll send it to you and we can go from there.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I'll touch base with you guys next week then.
Okay, very good, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah. So, can I have two chicken, can I have two chicken sausages, grits, and eggs? And, of course, it comes with a biscuit, right? Yeah, let me have that, please. That's fine. That's supposed to be like, it comes with like a meal or something, or that's just, okay. Thank you. Damn, your hands off.